أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، نؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. الله ذي المرتي السين، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. Indeed we send you Muhammad a mercy for all mankind, for mankind, all of them, Muslims and non-Muslims, Muslims and non-Muslims. رحمة للعالمين, a mercy for the mankind and the jinn. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is a mercy for everything that in the existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him for this purpose, to bring about mercy, about rahmah, about gentleness, about kindness, being good and to treat others in goodness. This is the purpose of the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to lead the people out of the darkness to the light. By taking the people from darkness to the light, this is mercy, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah described him in the Quran, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ, towards the believers, kind, merciful, tender. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a mercy for all the creation, for all mankind, and especially for the believers. How is the mankind can receive mercy if they did not have the guidance of Allah, if they did not know about Islam, If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't come and deliver the message to them, they're going to be going to hellfire. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, that ما من يهودي أو نصراني يسمع بي ولا يؤمن بي إلا كان في النار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no Jew or a Christian here about me and doesn't believe in me, doesn't believe in what's been given to me, doesn't believe in Islam, unless he's going to be in hellfire. And we can see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his neighbor, a Jew neighbor, and his son was about to die. And he sat there and he gave him da'wah. He gave him da'wah. And he asked him to become a Muslim. The child looked up to his father, like asking him a direction, looking for approval, and he told him, Ati' Aba al-Qasim, obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his nickname, Aba al-Qasim, obey him, because he knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. He knows that salvation for his son, real salvation, is by accepting Islam. And out of this kindness and this mercy, he told his son to listen and to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about his uncle, even in the last moment before he died, asking him to say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, only utter this word, so I will have a face, I will have a position before Allah in the day of judgment, that I can defend you, that I can be your lawyer, that I can intercede for you. But his uncle refused. So the mercy came, and the way to mercy is by accepting al-Islam, by surrendering yourself willingly to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him to be a mercy for all mankind. And the believers, they need to learn, the Muslims, they need to learn the khuluq of rahmah, the manner of mercy, kindness, gentleness, patience from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went and asked by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, about the worst, was it any worse day than the day of Uhud? Because in the day of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kusirat raba'iyatu, wa shukka wajhu. His front teeth been broken. He'd been wounded in his face. He went through a lot in the day. He said to her, of course, the day of Aqaba, this was worse. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tried to invite the kuffar to Islam. No one caring for what he's saying. No one answering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so worried, because he knew if these people die without Islam, they're going to go to Jahannam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his compassion and his mercy, he doesn't want them to see them to go to hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not worried that he'd been disrespected, or that somebody cursed him, or somebody made his feet bleeding, but he was concerned about their acceptance to al-Islam. And here Jibreel coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he say, O Muhammad, indeed Allah has heard what your people has answered you. He heard the reply. He heard the reply to you. And with me is the angel of the mountains, Malak al-Jibal. He's ready under your command. And here the angel of the mountains, the Malak al-Jibal, say, O Muhammad, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O Messenger of Allah. Command me, I am at your order. فإن شئت أن أطبق عليهم الأخشب يا فعل. If you command me to make these two mountains of Mecca to collapse, fall on them, kill them immediately, I will do. Or what you have to say, do it, I will do it. Like it says, America, tell me jump, I'll tell how high. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has this choice. But he is the Prophet of Rahmah. He is the Prophet of Mercy. He is the man that with the bigger heart than any believer or disbeliever can imagine. But the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? He was not happy. He didn't jump for it. He said, yes, now I'm going to let them know who I am. I'm going to show them my power and my ability. Now they're going to know that I'm the messenger of Allah. No. He has this opportunity. Tell me, Muhammad, what do you want? Make the mountains fall in them? Collapse on them? Destroy them immediately? But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refusing and he's saying no, because I'm looking forward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring out of their offspring those who testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe they did not accept Islam, maybe they did not adhere to the da'wah, but they made something good will come out of it. Maybe there is children or grandchildren. But subhanallah, the hope of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dream of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the foretelling of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to materialize and to take place as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلْ أَرْجُوا أَنْ يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ أَصْلَابِهِمْ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Leave them alone. Don't bother them. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring from this generation, the generation that will come to testify to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to associate any part of the country. This is the Prophet of Islam. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah kept the punishment away. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. No way Allah will punish them while you are among them, O Muhammad. The existence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among this Muslim and this kuffar was a reason for the punishment not to fall on them, like the people of Ad, or the people of Lut, or the people of Noah. The Prophet Noah been given the opportunity and the choice. فَالْحَرَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرْ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ عَلَى أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرْ. The Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, after all this time of da'wah, finally said, oh Allah, I've been defeated. So, bring about your victory, take care of them, do whatever you want with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we open the gates of the heaven. And the gates of the earth. So the water met together. The rain, the flood, the gushing water from the ground, and the rain that's coming, the both of them met together and drowned everything. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the same opportunity to do it, but he didn't. He didn't. What Allah said about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Quran? فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاشِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Muhammad, perhaps you're killing yourself over them. Grief and sadness, thinking day and night about these people, so worried about them, feeling bad about them. This is too much for you. Don't worry about them. They kuffar. He say, are you going to kill yourself out of grief, worry over them, that because they did not accept Islam? But this is the mercy. This is the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to be a salvation for all mankind. To bring them out of the darkness to the light. From Jahiliyyah to Islam. From all this unity and tribalism to the unity and the oneness and the brotherhood of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was messy in every avenue and every inch of his life. He's a teacher, he's a leader, he's an imam. He's going to meet different types of people. Some people learn it. Some people coming out of town. Some people are bedouin. Some people poor, some people rich. He has to deal with all these types and all this mentality. He has to have this rahmah and mercy and patience and kindness to deal with everybody. Get all the reports. Look even one report from Anas. And Anas radiallahu anhu was Khadim Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What more mercy than Zayd accepting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over his own father? Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha. They used to call him the adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finally, when his father got to know who is his son, and he went to get him, Zayd doesn't want to leave. He wants to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the treatment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such a degree, he preferred to remain with the Prophet, not to go back with his father and his uncle. Anas, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seen what? Khadamtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ashra sinin. And when you have somebody hired or somebody working for you, you can get mad any time and you take it on the person who working. And you know, most of us, of all of us, we're working for somebody, and we know, and we don't like their attitude. And this report for somebody who's been under the supervision and the system of the Prophet ﷺ for 10 years. Can the Prophet ﷺ at least make it once a year? So he can say for 10 years he only yelled at me 10 times? Subhanallah. With not even one time, subhanallah, not even one time, he said, I served the Prophet ﷺ 10 years by Allah. I never saw anything softer than the hand of the Prophet ﷺ. I never smell anything more pure and more beautiful than the smell of the Prophet ﷺ. Not a mask, not any perfume. By Allah, I served the Prophet 10 years. He never said to me to شيء فعلته لما فعلت شيء فعلته لما فعلته ولا شيء تركته لما تركته. He never told me, admonish me, he never, for something that I did. How come you did this? Or something that I missed it. Why did you miss this? Can you imagine this? For 10 years, the servant of the Prophet ﷺ could not find one fault, one yelling, one admonishment. The Prophet ﷺ, he knew everything by the decree of Allah. And the servants, they need assistance, they need help. And he knows that whatever took place by admonishing is not going to bring it back. Why did you break the glass? It's already broken. Why you can't make it? It's already late. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't let it. Didn't make a big deal out of it. He said, he never admonished me, or he tell me why he did this or why he didn't do this. How he can find a better person to serve than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so sensitive, and his heart was open for everybody, regardless their needs and their wants. Some of the Sahaba came from out of town, about 20 of them, and they remained there approximately about 3 weeks with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are young men, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognized in their eyes that they miss their family, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, "Irji'u ila ahlikum, fa aqimu fihim wa 'allimuhum." It's a, what about you go? They came for purpose of learning. They come to take an intensive Islamic study course with the teacher, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet felt that 3 weeks is enough. They made their family. They have wives, they have children. He said, what about you go back home? And go and be with your wives and your children. Remain with them and teach them from what you learn. This is the mercy, this is the kindness, this is the concern. He knows that they made their family and their family missed him. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't tell them, stay here. I am the Prophet, learn, take 2 years, take 3 years. It's concern, go back. You learn. Go practice what you did. Be with your wife. Be with your children. Teach them from what I taught you. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As was a young man. Youth. And he's so concerned about fasting, reciting Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do it once a month. He said, no Prophet of Allah, I can do better. He wanted to finish the whole Quran. Every night, young man, full of energy. So okay, 3 times a month. Oh Prophet of Allah, can do it more. He continues with the sallallahu alaihi wasallam about recitation of the Quran, fasting. He wants to fast every day, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned. The Prophet was not so happy. Yes, he wants to make salah. Yes, he wants to make zikrullah. Yes, he wants to make qiyam. But the Prophet said, no, take it easy, take it easy. Yes, he may can do it now. But the Prophet knows that when he gets older, he's not going to be able to do this. And he tells him to take it easy on himself. The Prophet telling us, إِنَّ لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Indeed, your body has a right over you. Subhanallah, if the Prophet seen us nowadays working 14 hours and 16 hours, night shift and day shift and all kind of shifts, and barely jump from one job to one job, what the Prophet would say? But the Prophet, even those who working, those even who making salah, telling them, أَرْبِعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Take it easy. Your body has a right over you. Your wife has a right over you. Allah has a right over you. فَعْطِ لِكُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًا. Everyone is right. The Prophet ﷺ, he come and go to the mosque and see a robe extended in the mosque. So what is? He says, this robe is belong to Zainab. She made tahajjud at night. But when she gets tired, she holds the robe. She don't want to fall. So she holds the robe and continues praying. Don't do this to yourself. Subhanallah. He's the Prophet of Allah. He continued when going between Musa alayhi salam and Allah concerning about this ummah, because the salah is 50 times a day. And they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce it more and go back and go again and go again until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it 5 times a day. And after this, Musa advising him to go and say, no, I feel shy. I went many times to Allah. 5 times a day. Subhanallah. This is the Prophet of Allah who said, يَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَى أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُمْ بِالسُّوَاكِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاةِ. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, if it's not the fear of death and hardship in my ummah, I will command them to use the miswak, the toothbrush, at every time of prayer. Subhanallah. How healthy it is, how clean it is, make your teeth shiny and make you smell better. But he don't want to make a mashakka. He doesn't want to put a burden in you, hardship. But with not only this, brothers and sisters, with not only mercy towards the believers and the disbelievers, he even was merciful towards his sinners. Subhanallah. This young man coming, I say, O Prophet of Allah, give me a green light that I can fornicate and commit adultery. And the Sahaba right away, as soon as he hears it, they want to beat him up. How you can talk like this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now we can ask for something. Come, let me talk to you. Would you like this to your sister? No, Prophet of Allah. Subhanallah. Look to the teacher. Look to the mercy. Symbol. Would you like this for your sister? No. He says, so the people doesn't like this for their sister. Would you like it for your mother? No, Prophet of Allah. He says, so? How you would like it for other people? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued talking to him and put his hand in his chest. Make dua for him. Make dua for him. Subhanallah. A Bedouin man, doesn't know about civilization, doesn't know about adab of the mosque. Come inside the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and urinate it. Immediately the Sahaba get up to beat him up. Throw him outside of the mosque. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his rahmah, with his mercy, with his kindness, with his patience, how to develop the people, how to correct the people. Because the Bedouin man sees the floor, looks the same like out in the street, dirt like outside. It's not big difference between the mosque, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between the mosque and the outside in the street. So the Bedouin man, so he wants to use the bathroom, he gets up and you. See, don't disturb him, let him finish. SubhanAllah. The man is urinated in the mosque, standing urinated, they about to stop him, and he says, no, leave him. Leave him, let him finish. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take the man and correct him, teach him, and tell him that the mosque is for prayer, for remembrance of Allah, for such and such, is not for using the bathroom. That's simple. That's simple, my brothers. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in the battlefield, with the enemies, with his wives, with his children, with his, subhanallah, if you read all his life, he found nothing but mercy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Time is not enough to talk about how was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How kind he was, how merciful he was, how gentle he was. And never the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam مَخْوِيرَ بَيْنَ أَمْرَيْنَ إِلَّا اخْتَارَ أَيْسَرْهُمَا مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ إِثْمًا. Never the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given a choice between two things unless he will take the most easier one. As long as not ism, as long as not haram, and as long as not something sinful, should we walk or ride? Why is it not right? Let's ride. It's at our side. Should we do it now or after 1 hour? So as long as not something haram, you found the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam easy going, and he's the one who said, "Afatanun anta ya Mu'adh? Mu'adh, are you driving the people out of Islam? Are you going to cause a fitna for them? Whosoever reads the prayer, let him read short surahs." Not to recite 50 and 100 and 200 verses, and the people tired, and after this say, I'm not coming back again to this mosque. Subhanallah. Even with the relationship with Allah, make it easy. Make it easy. This is the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send peace and the blessing on him. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a beautiful example in all his life, and we need to learn more about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a mercy, and for us to receive this mercy, we need to follow his footsteps. We need to admire him. We need to look to him as an example for us. And الله سبحانه وتعالى استلم أصل قد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Indeed, you have the most perfect example is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes about haram and halal, even the little kids, he will stop them. He found Al-Hasan and eating a date, but he didn't know that this date came from the sadaqah or from where. And he's a child, he's a baby, he doesn't know. But you know that the Prophet and his family could not eat from the charity, because the charity and the sadaqah is the filth, or sakhinnas. This money that you take to purify yourself from greed and from being selfish. So this is not for the Prophet or his family to eat from it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take it out of the mouth of the Al-Hasan, say, kikhin, kikhin, no, 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 don't eat it. What? Although he's a kid. It's not mercy that you see your children playing with toys that almost, if it's not fully naked, look like exactly a woman, and he's a child. He can play, but let him play with something will develop manhood in him, or develop some kind of haya in him. It's not out of mercy that our children playing with toys producing music and all things like this. It's not a mercy that our children, that some of them reach 12 years old and 15 years old, sleeping until sunrise and without making salat al-fajr. This is not the mercy. This is not the mercy. We have to be concerned about our children not to go to hellfire. And this is the responsibility of the father and the mother, and also the responsibility of those guardians to teach and discipline their children, because it's part of rahmah. This is part of the rahmah. And for those who want to receive rahmah, let them follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. Those who follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, they have the perfect and the most perfect example in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not enough time, brothers, to talk about the mercy of the Prophet towards animals, towards the trees, towards the enemies, towards everything in this existence. But this is only a reminder, so we can go home and get a book about seerah and read more and learn more about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's the most perfect example for us, for those who want to receive the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah. Oh Allah, send your peace and the blessing on your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.